morning, good morning, good morning. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC, and that's me. We are in this place. Let's talk face to face. It is Thursday, and Monday through Thursday, we talk health because it truly is your wealth. Because if you had all the money in the world, but you didn't have your health, you would not be wealthy. So today, part 4, Tabitha Browns. We talked about her workout, her warm-up, her before session 1. Now I want to talk about her goals and what you should take away in me working with Tabitha Brown and what that looks like for you individually. Stay tuned. We'll hear a word from our sponsor and then we'll jump right into it. Okay, now that we heard a word from our sponsor, let's jump right into this chat slash conversation about my working with Tabitha Brown. So part 1, I talked about the do-it-yourself home workout. Part 2, I talked about things that you could actually use in do-it-yourself home workout, a step in turning that into a warm-up and or cardio. Part 3, I talked about before we even got to session 1, what we actually did and what we actually discussed in terms of her goals and some of the challenges she had in working out. And part 4, this last part, because Monday through Thursday we talk about health and wealth. And part 4, I want to talk about results and individual results and what that actually looks like for Tabitha Brown and what you should be shooting for ideally for yourself. So in terms of discovering what realistic goals look like, it is going to vary from person to person, but ideally losing 2 pounds per week is ideal. And it is the safest weight loss. So if you're doing anything extra, and oftentimes we don't realize what the extra means in terms of taking fat burners or taking any kind of chemical to actually induce and or get fast results, there is a consequence to that. And so any kind of fat burner is going to put your heart at risk. So if you are taking any kind of supplement that is not naturally occurring in your body, then you are at risk for having other more serious complications than fat loss and or weight loss and or toning. So with Tabitha, we're not doing any kind of supplements because I realized that her goals were they weren't goals that she had to reach by a certain time. And so I think you want to be careful. Whatever your goals are, you have to be realistic. So one of the questions I always ask a lot of people that I'm working with, if you're trying to lose weight and if your goal is something that you've never achieved. So let's say I'm just going to throw out some random numbers. Let's say that my goal is to lose 100 pounds, but let's say I weigh 245. So if my goal is to lose 100 pounds, trying to do it quickly and or trying to get a jump start is going to be a challenge. And that kind of goal, what ends up happening typically is that you end up doing yo-yo dieting because we're kind of in this phase where we want to do these quick fixes, or I want to do a detox or a cleanse and that's going to be a jump start. But it ends up being a yo-yo kind of dieting slash workout because the jump start is not going to get you closer to your goal. You may get there short term and you may get those results, but oftentimes when you're drastically reducing your calories, whether that's juicing, whether that's going on all plant-based diet, and my suggestion to anyone who that is their goal is asking yourself, is this something that I could do for the rest of my life? Because if it isn't, you want to look at the long-term ramifications or consequences of possibly this yo-yo dieting. And then I think the underlying root of, you know, how did you get to this place of the weight gain, and what things were weighing you down literally in terms of stress, in terms of your lifestyle. Are you someone that travels a lot? Are you someone who doesn't sleep well? Are you someone who doesn't drink enough water? Are you someone who has never been active in terms of, were you an athlete at one time? And so whenever I look at people's actual goals in terms of weight loss, my first question is, have you ever been that weight and or that size? Because if you haven't, then you need to give yourself a longer term or a longer time to actually reach and succeed in reaching your goals. Because in terms of losing more than 20 pounds, 30 pounds, really the goal is, how consistent can you be with figuring out your food? And so the great thing about working with someone who already understands the importance of using your food as medicine, which is what Tabitha has understood, you know, in order to live a healthier life, her food essentially is her medicine. And so until you get to that place, it's hard. It's a challenge. It's not impossible, but it's really hard to make your eating be something that we haven't been conditioned to do. Like, oftentimes we look at food as, you know, enjoyment, or, you know, people have terms like, I'm a foodie, which basically means you like food, and that's not a bad thing. But the kind of food you like is the thing that you have to kind of ask yourself. Like, for me, I have a sugar addiction that I am breaking, or every day trying to break and finding healthier substitutions for the things that I like. Like, for me, because I like sugar, one of the things that I've discovered is I could eat a raw apple pie, and it's got everything good. It's got fiber. It has no processed sugar, because the sugar comes from the apples. It comes from the oranges. It comes from the actual raisins. And everything is not baked. It's a raw apple pie. So in terms of, you know, really figuring out what is your trigger, what are your pain points in terms of, when do you tend to overeat and or emotionally, and or do you like bread, or do you like cheese, or do you like certain things that are not on the low glycemic index chart, that forces your body to work harder to process it? And then, what times of day are you eating? Are you eating late at night? Especially if you're someone who travels. And I think we don't realize, you know, looking at individual lifestyles, what it actually does to your body long term. And traveling and on airplanes and stress can add additional challenges to you ultimately living healthier lives. So I wanted to share briefly just my goals with Tabitha. Essentially, we actually sat down. And so I think that's the thing, because it's hard for people to kind of cherry pick, like, oh, I want to look like this celebrity, or this professional athlete. And I'm thinking of Serena Williams, because often that is the body type that people are like, oh yeah, I want to look like Serena Williams, or I want to look like Beyonce, or I want to look like Kelly Rowland. But I think in terms of having these goals, it's great to visualize, but you should be your body goals, your best body, your best you. And I used to say that all the time. I would say, I want you to be your ideal body type, but the best version of your body type. So whatever that looks like. So the three things that I would encourage us all to do, and that I'm talking to myself as well, is start with your food and assessing that. Like, what is and or your triggers in terms of, are you someone who craves sugar? Do you crave cheese? Do you crave bread? Do you crave pasta? And what time are you actually eating? Like, those things are super important. And by just adding fruits and vegetables and or that are on the low glycemic index and or on the EWG Dirty Dozen and Clean 15. So if you Google EWG Dirty Dozen and Clean 15, it'll give you a list of fruits and vegetables. And you could also look at the podcast that should be before this one. And it's the EWG Dirty Dozen and Clean 15. So making sure that you're getting fruits and vegetables in your diet, fresh fruits and vegetables on a daily basis. The easiest way to do that is a salad with no salad dressing. Make your own salad dressing with olive oil, lemon juice, and Mrs. Dash seasoning. Or I use liquid Bragg's amino acids and cayenne pepper because it's a great fat burner. So that's the first thing you could do, and making sure that you're drinking enough water. A gallon is ideal. So coming up in the month of August, I will talk about the Hydrate You Challenge and what that actually looks like. And last but not least, figuring out a way for you while you're really understanding what's best for you to eat and eating on the low glycemic index chart in terms of glycemic index in terms of making sure that your food and your whatever you're eating in terms of bread and or sugars, whether they're natural sugars, aren't taxing your liver to actually process it. That is a great goal, and in terms of your water. But last but not least is actually moving. So what does moving look like for you? And it's something that you could do consistently, whether or not you're going to the gym, whether or not you are actually going to a class that is inconvenient. Like, the one thing you could do anywhere, anytime, any place is you could walk. So whether you're walking indoors, whether you're walking at the mall, whether you're walking your dog, those are activities that you can consistently do no matter what. So thank you guys for listening. And tomorrow is Friday. It's Friday. So we will do Favorite Brand Fridays and the entertainment, sports, and beauty wrap up. So thanks for listening, and we will chat tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.